So I take you now to the date August 4th, 1735. Zenger has been imprisoned
since November
in the same building. So they take him downstairs into the court chamber on the second floor, which is on this day packed to the rafters. So many people are interested in this case because they're afraid that if Zenger is found guilty, that there's really no way for people to protest in the colony. There's no way to like air your grievances out. If they cut this off, there's no other form of protest.
And again, because he's being prosecuted for publishing materials that were deemed scurrilous or scandalous. Mm-hmm.
So even on this day, as the day begins and the jurors come in to sit in their chairs, and the chambers notices that they've already like gotten the names and they've given him the names in the wrong order as a way to like just throw him off, to shake chambers and of course rattle the jury because you're calling them by the wrong names and everything. So even these little details, they've just tried everything possible. But Zenger and Zenger's friends had an ace up their sleeve, a deus ex machina, if you will.
Oh, I will.
For as the case begins, an elderly gentleman from the back rises from the audience. And this elderly man raised his hand and said, "I am Andrew Hamilton, and I shall be participating in this court case." A shockwave rippled through the court outside. Birds were disturbed from their branches and flew away. Somewhere, a maid dropped a tray of china.
Because they were so surprised that the Andrew Hamilton, America's most famous and prominent lawyer.
Exactly. So what had happened, he was a good friend of James Alexander, so the disbarred lawyer.
Right.
So after he got disbarred, he sent message to his old friend.
In Philadelphia.
Yes, in Philadelphia, to basically seek the greatest legal help in the British colonies here. Hamilton was so adept, was so well known for practicing law, that it inspired an actual phrase, which is still used today by some, called the Philadelphia lawyer, which means, oh, I'm not getting just a lawyer, I'm getting a Philadelphia lawyer, meaning it's top rung, very adept. It's traces from Mr. Hamilton here. Wow. No relation, by the way, to Alexander Hamilton. I did check. I wanted there to be one, but there wasn't. Hamilton was a Scottish man, was 70 years old by the time of this particular case, stricken with gout. But when he heard word of this case, he really wanted to participate and bring his expertise into it. It's almost like a good cop movie, like right before retirement, he's going to do one final case, one last case to cement his reputation.